Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we got to thank everybody at Knott's Berry Farm for last Friday. We had a terrific time out there, and I'd like to thank Danny Bonaducci for coming out.
Really?
Gina Grad was there. Randy Wang, the whole Wang family was there. And it was a good times out there. So thanks to everybody at Knott's Berry Farm, Lapita and everybody out there. Really had a great, great time. And hopefully we'll be out there in October for the big Halloween haunt, the big Knott's Scary Farm. All right, it's 9 o'clock, or a little after 9. It's about 4.5 minutes after 9. So don't bust my balls here. And time for news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom,
Gina Grad.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Because that's my fun day.
Oh,
that hurts me.
It sounds like you were swimming today.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I went to a pool party in the middle of the day today.
Who goes to a Monday pool party?
Jesus Christ.
Who is there?
The
jobless. Everybody
is
not working?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have a friend who lives with her mother up in the Hollywood Hills because she's just here visiting. And beautiful house, beautiful pool. You want to come over for a pool party? Yeah, why not?
Jesus
and I get there,
Christ.
There's, you know, half a dozen people there.
Was Randy there with his pants on?
No,
all high?
No, yeah, Randy did not make a...
You've not invited him to another pool party since he made his appearance at his first one?
No.
Okay.
I was the life of the party.
Yeah, evidently not, man. All right, what's going on with the news there, Gina Grad?
Tim, I know I say it every night, but I'm telling you the truth.
A lot of news.
All
right, fantastic.
It's been a long weekend.
Here we go.
Well, first of all, you know Michael Savage is, right? You're a fan.
Yes.
You generally agree with everything he says, right?
Yeah. Not everything.
Most
but
things.
I think he's right on with a lot of the things he says, yes.
Okay, well, you might agree with this, too. Shock jock and top syndicated radio host Michael Savage out of San Francisco made disparaging remarks regarding children with autism today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Savage seemed to have no idea what autism is, really, and has upset many listeners throughout the nation. Savage has 8 to 10 million listeners per week.
Is that right?
Yes. It makes his show the third most widely heard broadcast in the United States.
Oh, boy.
And we have some audio of what he thinks of kids who claim to have autism.
All right. Here's Mike Savage with the autism.
The illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is in 99% of the cases. It's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out.
Well,
that's what autism is.
Well, wait, that's ridiculous.
Well, you usually
agree
said
with this
him, though,
on
right?
air?
Yeah.
Oh, that is that's a little over the top. No, he's obviously he hasn't hung out with anybody who has autistic kids because it's not just a brat who has been told to who hasn't been told to shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, we do all the PSAs for the Walk Now for Autism,
yes.
And I've met a lot of the kids who have autism, and it is a serious problem, and it's not just a kid who hasn't been reprimanded.
And I've got autism too, and I'm loving it.
Yes. All right. Here's Mike Savage going on. I can't imagine how he's going to explain this one away. That autism is just kids who haven't been told to shut the F up.
Pretty clear about his perspective.
Is that right?
So I don't know how he's going to change
here we
that.
Go.
The illness du jour is autism. You know what autism is? I'll tell you what autism is. In 99% of the cases, it's a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. That's what autism is. What do you mean they scream and they're silent? They don't have a father around to tell them, don't act like a moron, you'll get nowhere in life. Stop acting like a putz. Straighten up, act like a man. Don't sit there crying and screaming, idiot. Autism. Everybody has
Oh, then he calls the kids idiots?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, what are you doing?
Seems
man?
Like he might have some unresolved stuff from his own childhood going on right
so.
There.
Oh, Jesus.
Autism. Everybody has an illness. If I behaved like a fool, my father called me a fool. And he said to me, don't behave like a fool. The worst thing, he said, don't behave like a fool. Don't be anybody's dummy. Don't sound like an idiot. Don't act like a girl. Don't cry. That's what I was raised with. That's what you should raise your children with. Stop at the sensitivity training. You're turning your son into a girl. And you're turning a nation into a nation of losers and beaten men. That's why we have the politicians we have.
All right. There he goes. Mike
so there
Savage.
You go.
Boy, I can't imagine the heat that's coming down on Mike over the next couple of days. God almighty.
Pretty intense.
All right. Mike Savage, man. Yeah. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Well, you like Sean P. Diddy Combs, right?
Yeah, love Sean P. Diddy Combs. Is he with the autism as well?
No, actually. He's doing video blogs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's trying to stay in touch with the fans, you know, so he does these video blogs from time to time, or vlogs, as they're also called.
Right.
And in these blogs, P. Diddy takes a few moments out of his day to, you know, pontificate on the more simple and sometimes more obscure pleasures in his life. And we have some audio of his most recent entry.
All right, here's P. Diddy, man, with the video logs.
But today when I was on the treadmill, as I'm doing that, you know, I'm running. And all of a sudden, I start to really hear me running. I actually catch myself hearing myself breathe and run. Mm. Then, like I look down and I realize that I'm running, you know. I'm actually, like, running, you know. And, you know, I actually have 10 fingers and 10 toes and I can see.
Mm.
And, like, I'm running, like, you know. That right there is a miracle that, you know, I myself, you know, I take for granted.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What a low-level accomplishment.
Keeping your 10 fingers.
That, yeah, you're running, and you realize you're running, and you got 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Yeah.
Christ almighty, man. That it doesn't get any lower than that. How do you limbo under that? That video log. Jesus Christ. Who's that for? Who's
that's
listening
for,
to that?
That's for the adoring fans.
And people listen to that?
All of his adoring fan.
And they say, oh, geez, look at that. You're running.
Yeah, you're real deep, man.
You got
man.
Toes. You got fingers.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. All right. Anything else going on in the news there,
oh,
Gina Graham?
Yes. Well, Tiger Woods won 3 trophies at the ESPY Awards on Wednesday night, including 5th Male Athlete of the Year Award. He won 5 times.
Who's that? Male,
this is Tiger Woods.
Right.
Giving him a career-leading 21 wins in the show's 16-year history. However, Tiger himself wasn't able to be there, so a special guest accepted the award on his behalf, Mr. Will Ferrell.
All right.
And here is a highlight from this hilarious acceptance speech.
All right, I'm sure if Will Ferrell's doing it, it's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
As he does it, accepting for Tiger Woods?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Will Ferrell on the ESPYs.
Another trophy.
Which is the sports awards. It's like the ESPN awards. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Another trophy. Another one of these bad boys. And this one is definitely the most special. Definitely the most special. Who cares? You know, people are always asking me, Tiger, how do you do it? And my answer is shut up. I ask the questions around here. I'm Tiger Woods. But what can I say? It's been a great year. Clearly, I am the best golfer alive today. And arguably the greatest of all time. But as I look around this room tonight, I realize that this isn't about being the best golfer. It's about being the best athlete alive.
Yeah. All right, very good. Mate, do me a favor, Randy. Could you come in here for a second? Yeah, just come on. You can come on in for a second, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just for one second. I got to present you here with something.
Oh.
yeah, come on in. Just real quickly. Somebody gave me these two, and I got to give these to Randy Wang.
What is it?
Well, when he gets in here, I'll present that
real curious.
To him. But
is there a reason that he's getting him and I'm not?
Yeah. He'll probably like this.
Okay.
But here he comes. He's walking in right now. Thank God he's just walking and not running like he usually does. Randy, here you go, sir.
What is this?
2 tickets to that somebody gave me for Step Brothers, and now they're yours. So congratulations. Back to the booth.
Wow.
All yours, my friend.
Oh, good call in giving those to Mr. Wang.
Thank you very much. Oh, Bubba.
Oh.
All right. Will Ferrell, everybody. He says, you know, these ESPN awards are a total sham anyway, because the award is MVP in baseball, football, basketball, hockey. The award is the Stanley Cup, the NBA, you know, finals trophy, the World Series, and the Super Bowl. Those are the awards.
Right.
They give you those when, or you know, or the big boxing belt if you're the world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's a gold medal when you win. You know, when
an
you win in the Olympic
event.
Yeah, and for them to have to like pull each other's chains and try to jack each other with these ESPY awards is unbelievable.
Yeah. What do you think?
Best male athlete of the year?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Why do you think they do it? What do you think is the motivation?
Because they make money off of it. That's why they do it.
They just make up BS award shows. And
yeah, it's the athletes. They all get together and they schmooze and they bang hookers and smoke weed and enjoy themselves.
Tim, you know what's a true tribute to this award show? It was hosted by Justin Timberlake.
Is that right?
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
God almighty, man.
Now, my question is, would you have given Randy those tickets had you not heard the comedic stylings of Will Ferrell just
now?
No,
I wanted to go to see that movie.
Until just now.
So those are all yours, Randy. You enjoy yourself.
I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Grant?
Yes. Well, this is just a quick heads up. You like late night TV, right?
Love late night TV.
Well, whether he likes it or not, Jay Leno's got a date for his final Tonight Show. May 29th, 2009.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. NBC set the calendar for the man's mandatory retirement as part of a timetable for the network's reworked night schedule. This means that Conan O'Brien will be installed as the Tonight Show host on June 1st.
Why are they doing that over there?
Well,
doesn't NBC dominate that slot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every night?
Absolutely.
Every year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, it's good. It's great news for Letterman.
Yeah.
That Leno's pulling out.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't really know. There's a couple choices in here. I'm not exactly sure why they made them. But this means that Conan O'Brien will be the host as of June 1st. He will leave his late night desk in the spring, most likely March or April, and move from New York to L.A. to prepare for his new duties. And now remember, Jimmy Fallon's going to be taking over late night sometime in the spring after a little practice run online. But NBC...
Online?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
NBC will air O'Brien-fronted late night reruns until Fallon is deemed ready to go.
Okay. So it's going to be 2 hours of Conan.
Basically, yeah, for a while.
Every night.
And who knows? I mean, you never know. He could be great. Jimmy Fallon could be great. Or maybe he's never ready. And it's online for him and reruns of Conan every night.
All right. There they go.
Just a little FYI.
All right. So Jay Leno's going to do what? It doesn't say in the story?
No.
He's going to go home and sit home with Mavis and his cars?
With the cars and the steam-powered motorcycles.
Jesus Christ. I really don't understand what's going over there on NBC. And obviously the story will get out as to why this is happening. But when you have the number one show in late night and you decide to lose the guy who was hosting that show, I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
You don't have any guesses? No conspiracy theories?
I have a guess that maybe Jay Leno wanted more money than what NBC was offering.
Okay.
That's the only guess that I have.
So how does that work? You want more money, they say no, and then they fire you? Or he says, no, I'm not really...
I think you want...
Asking, can you get fired?
No.
That's something I'd like to know in my personal life.
You don't get fired because you ask. You get fired when you say, I'm not working for that salary anymore.
Right.
And then they move on. But it's a... I don't know. If I was running NBC, I'd make a different choice over there. Mm. I'll tell you that. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Griff?
Yes. Well, you know the phrase, time heals all wounds.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
No.
No,
not
at all. No. You know who you're in good company with?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I love Donald Trump.
He doesn't believe that either. Rumors have been spreading recently about comedian and former View talk show host Rosie O'Donnell.
Google it.
That she is breaking up with her longtime partner, Kelly.
Oh, no.
And the Donald told a news magazine show recently that this is probably the best thing that will ever happen to Kelly.
So that body's back on the market?
Yeah.
Oh,
Google it.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Rosie and
Donald has a word or two about the benefits of Kelly breaking up with Rosie.
Okay. Rosie and Kelly might be on the splits.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I think if Rosie and Kelly are splitting, I think that Kelly is a lucky person. Rosie's a total disaster. To be married to Rosie or to be with Rosie, whether you're a man or a woman, must be a very, very difficult situation.
Oh, boy.
Google
All
it.
Right. It seems like he's a little over the top. I mean, I don't know why Donald Trump is so pissed off. He just sold his house for a record amount, $95 million down in Florida.
Wow.
In a really crappy economy.
Yeah.
Sold to some Russian dude. And so he's got a lot of money. He's got chicks. He's got all kinds of things. He's got buildings named after him. He's got a private jet. He's got a hotel. He's got a ton of things in life. And yet he can't leave this Rosie alone.
Now, if you were Rosie, wouldn't you feel like the most powerful human being on the face of the planet? Because you got this one by the cashews, and he's consumed every day he wakes up with your name on his brain. When he could be thinking about anything else.
I know. She must have really hammered him at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. Well, I hope they're both fine. Who cares?
You're fired.
All right.
Have a great life.
Yeah, he's got his own TV show, buildings, hotel.
Teaches at the Learning Annex.
He's at the Learning Annex. He's got his line of clothing.
He's banging a 22-year-old.
Yeah, his shirts that he sells. He's selling vodka.
Yeah, the water. Trump
Ice.
Yeah,
he's got water. He's got a casino in Vegas popping up, or at least a hotel or, I don't know, apartment building.
And yet,
he's still consumed by this Rosie O'Donnell. Jesus, he's got to see a psychiatrist about that. I mean, that kind of anger is dangerous. Yeah. That kind of anger, it leads you to a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. You can't buy sanity.
No, man.
Clearly.
You know what? It's so weird that even the wealthiest people in this country are really effed up.
Yeah.
And it's really a shame that somebody can, you know, have that kind of ambition and earn that much money and still can't enjoy it.
It kind of makes sense, though, because if you're willing to make whatever sacrifices and get yourself in whatever trouble you have to get yourself into to make that much money, you gotta probably have a screw loose.
Yeah, but you also have to ignore a-holes on the way up.
Yeah.
Because you run into a lot of them. And so you have to you know, develop a mechanism where you can ignore people who treat you poorly.
Right.
And evidently, you know, Rosie treated him poorly at some point. He can't get over it.
Yeah, but this is not the first time someone's made fun of Donald Trump. And this has been, 2 years now? This is merciless.
Right. And I think he might be doing it to sort of like send a signal to everybody else who might make fun of him. Hey, this is the way I roll.
Yeah.
You know, if you make fun of me once, I'm going to hit you for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that kind of, you know, hostility will chew you up and destroy your life.
Wow.
It really will. I mean, because that kind of pressure and that kind of anger will lead you to a heart attack.
It's interesting because I know you're not a real volatile guy. And I just always assumed that it's because you're holding it in.
Well, usually, yeah.
But that'll also kill you.
That will kill you.
I just want to see you break that hot sauce bottle in the kitchen against the wall.
No, you know, I'm not really that pissed. I'm actually in a pretty decent point in my life right now.
That's good.
I got a nice family. I got a beautiful daughter. Making a few bucks when a lot of people are, you know, hurting. I got to thank my lucky stars. I got myself a job. And I'm, you know, I don't live off a lot of money.
Right.
I have, you know, a computer screen and a desk that I have at home. You should see my office. It's virtually empty. I don't have a lot of expensive habits other than gambling and playing the horses. And I just, enjoy hanging out with my daughter.
Just happy to be here.
Now I get cookies?
You can get the cookies, baby. You can get cookies. And it is... And I hate to go on because I hate to sound like, you know, Kelly Ripa or who was the Kathy Lee Gifford. But having a daughter is the most beautiful thing ever. It really, truly is. I love hanging out with her. I love spending every single second with her. Every free second I have, I spend with her. We get in the car. We go do something. I just love that daughter of mine.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a little biased because I got to hang out with her a little bit, and she's kind of amazing.
Oh, yeah. You got to hang with her.
She's like a 2-foot-tall 40-year-old, but in a good way.
Right. Well, she's on a computer now, and she's buzzing around the computer. She's really a smart girl and very well-behaved and funny and just a joy to be around.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing I really like about her is she can kind of sense when someone else is getting agitated, and I believe on some level she jumps in to make you feel better.
Right.
We were stuck on a Ferris wheel at Knott's, and I was getting frustrated. So you know what she did? Taught me Spanish. She knows. She knows.
Yeah, she's great, man. Yeah. I recommend everybody out there, if you don't have kids and you've heard nightmare stories of what, a-holes they can be, what a disaster they are, the good outweighs the bad by a billion to one. So go out there and have yourself a kid. Enjoy yourself. All right. Anything else? We got to actually take a break, and then we'll continue with the news.
Okay.
A long newscast tonight. Lots of stuff going on in the news. With Gina Grad, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Gina, tell me about yourself.
I'm from Overland Park, Kansas, and I'm here being a radio producer.
Oh, you produce radio?
Yeah.
Terrific.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us doing the news. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of either Gina or Randy by emailing the show, and either one of them will read every single email that is sent to the show. I, on the other hand, don't read them, and haven't had read an email probably in about 6 or 7 years. I don't want to go into the whole reason why. I just don't like to read it. ConwayShow at gmail.com. ConwayShow at gmail.com. And Randy, you read every one of them, right?
I read them all, Timmy.
Every single one.
I even reply.
Wow, look at you. You learn anything from those emails?
I learned that there's a lot of fans of this show that have a lot of weird opinions.
Okay. That's probably why I don't read them. ConwayShow at gmail.com. And Randy will read the email. If you want Randy to read your email, and if that thrills you in life, then go ahead and email him. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is. Just a quick update. One of the most infamous moments in Super Bowl history. You may have seen Janet Jackson bear a lot of flesh. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
The wardrobe malfunction. Timberlake just ripped that sucker right off.
Right.
But that does not mean that CBS ought to bear a big financial burden, the three-judge panel has now ruled.
Perfect.
So it's being tossed. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia on Monday tossed out the $550,000 case that the FCC levied against CBS Corporation for the 2004 nationally televised halftime show that introduced the phrase that we all love, wardrobe malfunction.
Right.
So it's done. It's over. It's behind us.
Well, it's nice. And maybe, with the $550,000 that CBS saved, maybe they can split it amongst all the employees.
Hey.
You know?
Yes, Tim.
And nobody who earns more than $300,000 a year. Like,
look at that.
You know, like the David Caruso's and stuff like that. These guys already have plenty of money. You know, keep it for the guys. Let's say
$100,000.
Let's say they make the cutoff at $100,000. Anyone who earns $100,000 or less for CBS gets a taste of that award.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And everybody will cheer and enjoy it and, pass the money around.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on there? News there, Gina Grant.
Yes. Well, if you haven't heard from Gary Busey in a while, and I'm going to tell you what he's been doing. The unpredictable actor is now the face of the new voicemail service called V-Mail. Busey has done a series of ads for the company that, though they have absolutely nothing to do with the company itself, are nonetheless fairly entertaining. And we have a couple of clips from those if you'd like to hear them.
All right, Gary Busey.
Yeah, this is the first one where he talks about elephants.
All right, can't wait to hear this guy.
There are 360 ways to see an elephant. If you put an elephant in the center of a circle and go around that circle 1 degree at a time, you will see that same elephant in 360 different perspectives.
So there you go. Next.
Okay, F.
Can you take two more of these?
Well, he's absolutely wrong, by the way. If you see an elephant and you move him 1 degree and you see 360 angles of it, if you move that down 1 degree, you can see another 360. Yeah. And you can see infinite amount of angles in this stupid elephant.
Yeah.
All right. Gary Busey and his craziness. Any more
on
this guy?
Yes. Well, the next one, he talks about the appeal of worms.
Okay. All right. Gary Busey.
Early bird gets the worm. But who wants to live on worms? If you take it literally, there's got to be something better to eat than worms, unless you're a fish or a bug or a locust or a caterpillar. And they live on bugs. They love bugs.
All right. How close is he to rehab?
He already did it.
Oh, he did it?
He went to celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew.
How'd he do it? Did he graduate?
I don't know. It's going to air in October.
I got to get in that rehab. It sounds like fun.
Don't be a player hater.
All right.
Well, we have one more spot of Gary Busey doing these V-mail ads. And this one is actually completely unintelligible, so just go ahead and listen.
Here we go.
Everything that comes with it, everything you bring to it, everything you are with it, everything that is with you, it's all a beautiful combination of energy and power.
Oh, boy. And it's called V-mail?
V-mail. No, wait. Was that Gary Busey or was that P. Diddy's blog?
Jesus, man. These guys are doing a lot of work there and a lot of people in their lives to produce very little crap. Yeah. Like here, it's just three of us producing this crap.
Yeah.
You know, but they have cameramen and lighting guys and makeup people and wardrobe people, and they produce even crappier stuff than this.
Jesus Christ.
They're all on board.
All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Grip?
Yes. Well, finally, are you familiar with Danica Patrick?
Yes, the Formula One chick who won a race over in Japan or something.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's a Formula One race car driver, and she tends to fly off the handle a little bit during certain races and that sort of thing. She has a little bit of a temper on her. And this time it happened with race car driver Milka Duno.
It's another chick.
Yes, and she's a feisty one as well. We have some audio of Patrick repeating repeatedly asking Duno if she sees her, if she saw her, because apparently she was cutting her off and annoying her. So the audio is a little garbled, but it's definitely worth hearing.
Danica Patrick, again, yelling at some other race car driver.
What happened to you?
I have no idea what you're doing out there. You're
going to
be
sexy.
What are you doing?
Go. If you have me, you can see.
You can
go.
I see you.
I see you. If you have
me, you can see. What the hell? It's not my fault that you're slow. You're giving everybody a hard time out there. I just want to talk to her about it. I've been crying 3 times this weekend.
You light show. If you are fast, pass because you are fast, yes? Because you can pass without problem.
When you're in the corner and you turn down.
Oh.
Do you see? All I want to know is if you see me.
Please go away. Go away.
Do you think that you're money?
All right, I think we get it.
Yeah, ladies.
I bet the guys who run Formula One are real happy to have the chicks around. These two idiots.
Yeah, that's really enriched.
Oh, man.
Well, and then one of the guys in the pit crew is kind of shielding Milka, and he's a big guy, and he's looking at her. He's going, you know what, just go away. Like he's the bouncer.
Jesus Christ. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
Tim, that is what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that, man.
The news with Gina Grad.
It's just another manic Monday, Tim.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
All right. There she goes, everybody. All right. We got to take ourselves a small break. We'll come back with tons more show, more topics. How do they do it on the John and Jeff show?
It's more topics, better variety, and your phone calls right here on the third shift.
That's what we got to do. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
We'll do it live!
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And there are a lot of people here in Southern California who are hurting. They're losing their homes. They're behind on their mortgage. And there's some relief out there. And there are some other folks taking advantage of your problems. And I guess you can't blame them. But if they're buying houses at discounted prices, and usually from the bank, but sometimes from... You know, a private party wants to sell their house for next to nothing. And I think that anytime you see a for sale sign on a house nowadays, it's usually from somebody who has to sell their house. Nobody wants to sell their house in this market. It's a terrible time to sell your house. However, I actually think it's a good time to buy homes right now. So real quickly, we'll take some calls with people out there who have more experience than I do, obviously. If you're in the real estate game, or if if you're a realtor, or perhaps if you're an investor, is it a good time to buy property in Southern California right now? And again, if you're an investor, maybe you're in an investor group, perhaps you you're buying apartment buildings. But is it a good time? Do you think we've seen the bottom? And homes and office buildings and apartment buildings are at a discount now where you can pick them up, and it's a good idea to buy real estate. It's a good idea to buy real estate right now, or should we wait this out for another 6 months to a year? Here are the phone numbers. And again, we rely on you folks out there, our good listeners, who have more experience in this end of the business than I do. So here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I work on weekends with a guy named Dave Harden. We do a very popular show called Mortgage Matters here from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And for the first time over this weekend, when we were doing the show, he saw more people buying homes than he did see people refinancing their current homes, which is a sign that people are out there either taking advantage of these low interest rates and these great bargains, and buying these pieces of real estate, whether they're primary residence or apartment buildings, And a lot of people might think, you know, or do think that the bottom of the market is either close or we've already seen it. But if you have, again, if you have more experience than I do in this area, we certainly rely on our good callers and our intelligent callers to pick your brains, because we have a vast, huge audience out there on this station, and surely people are out there buying homes and apartment buildings and office buildings as well. Is it a good time to buy real estate right now, or you think that that market is still a little soft and to wait it out for another, I don't know, 6 months to a year? But we saw interest rates over the weekend, and I know, again, when I was working with Dave Harden, that he had an offer of, I believe it was 5.75, and the APR is 5.875. So you're still under 6%, which is, I guess, and I haven't been in the business long enough. I've only known from my good friend Dave Harden. But I guess historically, those are terrific, terrific rates. I mean, if you can be under 6% on a credit card, you'd be thrilled, or your car payment, you'd be doing all right. And now your house, which will be the biggest expense and the biggest investment that most of us will make, you're under 6%. So is it a good time to buy now before the presidential race is decided in November? Or is it a good time to wait for another year? Or should you kick ass and get out there right now? But there's a lot of bargains out there. I think there are a lot of people, unfortunately, who have been injured in this market. A lot of people have been sold these crazy loans, and now they're either being forced to move out, or they want to move out to save some money and back into an apartment, which I can't imagine is anything but radically depressing. To have your family and a nice house and the kids and the yard, and then have that taken away from you has got to be depressing as hell. All right, is it a good time to buy real estate now, or should people wait? And I'm not talking about buying the Staples Center or an 80-story office building downtown. I'm just talking about a little house here, a little house there, maybe something in the Inland Empire or Rancho Cucamonga. Where is a good area to buy, and is this the best time to do it? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Frank here in Corona. Frank, you're at 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
What I do is I do engineering.
All right. And so, you think it's a good time to buy now, or you think you should wait for a little bit?
Oh, no. It's not a good time because always before an induction, they play it up like, oh, the economy's great, the interest rates are great, this and that. And then once the election is over,
right,
and nobody knows what's going on. Before you know it, everybody has to wait till next year when the Senate comes, and then nobody wants to do anything. They got a new government coming in. Basically, the Republicans going to be out, or the Democrats are going to be in, et cetera, and it's the beginning of the year, and right, they're going to forget what they did the year before.
All right. Now, do you own property?
yes, I do.
What do you own?
I own multifamily dwellings.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the ones which I got, basically, you get 2, 3, 4, 5 houses on a lot.
Right.
And you get these old ones, which are over there in Echo Park, Pasadena area.
Well, you're probably doing pretty well, because I know the rental market is really doing well in Southern California.
Yes. But the only thing with the L.A. area, you got rent control.
Right. Yeah, that's the one drawback.
Yeah.
But I guess there's some ways around that. If you move into the building, if one of the property owners moves into the building, maybe you can buy somebody out. But you're right, rent control is for the owner. It's a pain in the ass.
Yes, well, this is what you do. Is you make it into a clause in the escrow. Basically, you want the building vacated.
Right. Yeah, that's tough to do, though. Mike in Orange on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about yourself?
All right. And you're a broker?
Yes, I am.
All right. You buy and sell. What exactly do you do?
I do commercial as well as residential, more so on the lending side, but also with the transaction of real estate as well.
All right, you think it's a good time to buy real estate in Southern California or not?
Unless you have to, no.
No,
because quite frankly, the lending is tightening up, and you need a loan in order to buy a house. So we're starting to see a lot fall out, and Fannie and Freddie are starting to retract now on what they're going to be buying.
Right.
So I personally feel with all of that, we're going to see a continued decline throughout the winter and the fall, and winter is always a slow time in real estate anyway. So
yeah, you know,
I
don't know. I mean, I saw that Wachovian is not selling any more loans, or at least through brokers they're not.
That's correct.
I know Countrywide's been hurt, and so obviously is
WaMu.
Yeah,
I would suspect there's a high likelihood you're going to see a great decline in wholesale lending by the end of the year, if not gone. It'll be primarily FHA, which is probably a good thing. But
so you think lending by banks is going to disappear?
It'll be retail.
No,
meaning you'll walk into like a Washington Mutual or B of A, because that's primarily who's going to be left.
Yeah, but I think these banks, they still need these private brokers to be out there, you know, working it and selling those loans.
They do, but the loss in the financial world, it's just so huge. It's going to take a little bit of time before you see that money come back in. I would say it might, you know, we'll see it definitely decline, maybe not completely disappear,
right.
But I'd say within another year or two, you're going to start seeing it filter back in more.
All right, buddy. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Bill in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, actually, right now is an excellent time to buy, Tim. If you pull up any property that a bank has for sale,
right,
you'll see that property selling for 40 to 60% below value.
Right, how do you discover what properties the bank has for sale?
You can go, for example, you can go to countrywide.com and click on foreclosures, and you can see it. You can contact a realtor.
Is that right?
A realtor gets you bank loan properties. But right now is an excellent time. It says someone like you, if you bought one house, that house will pay for your child's education in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if...
Well, I'm not sending my kid to school, so I can take that money to Vegas.
I just purchased. I'm just closing on a house this week.
Right.
The property at its highest was $360. I'm buying it for $130.
Wow. Where is that?
In Fontana.
Right.
It's a two bedroom, one bath house. It's a long term investment. It's not
good
something that I'm going to flip.
And how much is the monthly payment on that house?
Monthly payment is $963.
So you can rent it out for at least that.
I'll be able to rent it out for $1,200 a month.
Wow. All right, well, good for you. No, you know what, Bill? I think that guys like you who are optimistic are guys that eventually help turn this economy around.
Yeah. Tim, you're in a great position. You make great money. I'm sure if you have any money to put down, buy yourself. You're not buying a house that you would want to live in. Just buy yourself some bread and butter places, and in 5 or 10 years, you'll be laughing at this conversation.
Right. I'll give you one shot here. How much do you think I make a year?
$350,
$400. $400,000. Get out of here, dude. All right. Thank you for calling, Bill. Hey, one second. I'm going to give you tickets to the Orange County Fair.
Thanks.
Hold on one second. A pair of tickets to see Sammy Hagar and the Scorpions. Busting the tunes at the Orange County Fair. And that's Pacific Amphitheater, August 3rd. Go to ocfair.com for your tickets. Look at that. $400,000 a year? Jesus. That'd be nice. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live, Randy.
We'll do it live!
We'll do it live!